Blog Talk Radio.
Elizabeth rappers taking over and the shit is scary. Walker flugger need to go read a dictionary. Learn some vocabulary, actual fact, man. After daddy need to read the message to the black man. Don't get angry with me, cause you can't rush me, you can't touch me, cause I keep them FOI soldiers hanging with me. But they not worried about what you think you'll do to me. They not protecting me from you, they guarding you from me. Cause I'm a crazy ass off the chain, acting ugly. My lieutenants don't like me, but my captain love me. Shout out to brother James and brother Eric 2X. I knock the rapper out like I don't care about who's next. But if you really wanna get me, I ain't hard to grasp. I'm by myself, selling find a call on the app. Before you come, you better think it through, believe the seats. Because the law master for all got a thing for me. I'm one of his favorites, he came and told me in my dream. It felt surreal, I can feel the spirit in my spleen. Just like Malcolm when he saw him in his prison cell. Not in the movie, in the book, man, this shit is real. I ain't the average rapper out here trying to get a deal. Exposing rappers and not worry about getting killed. I can't be killed, everything is not what it seems. I reincarnate in the person of my son Kareem, or my son Raheem, or Rahman or Hakeem, or Denzel Mustafa, or Rafika, maybe Mujahid, or Alexander Jr. People call them Lex. It's P1 off with them C's, I put them all in check. I gotta say that, I don't play that. I'm a Muslim, but ain't trying to be an Arab. That Arab self shopping our community. Sell us wine and disrespect us with impunity. Cause we got no unity. Instead of investing in businesses, we buying spinning rims and big jewelry. We should own every store in our own hood and build schools, cause the public school's no good. And use Elijah's curriculum to teach the babies. Ignorant niggas saying P with three is speaking crazy. But I refuse to lower my standards just because you refuse to raise yours. Understand this. The black man is gone, master for all. Newest Farrakhan, Elijah got strong. And now P with three spitting on the MIC. I represent from LA to the NYC, down to the MIA. This is where I stay. Muhammad's mosque, number 29 is where I pray. See me at Juma prayer, make it the lightest rope. Problem 13, I don't know any rapper hot as you. That's what they telling me. That's what they saying, man. I'm coming after garbage rappers and I'm slaying them. They better come correct or the rap it all. I'm going hard on the paint, but this ain't basketball. It's far from a game, so don't play with this. If you come out the lane, it could get dangerous. You've been told, now I'm done, and I'm finishing by saying assalamu alaikum, thank you for listening.
Daddy.
Yeah, what's up, son?
I'm really feeling this beat.
Okay.
Yeah, he rapped on the last CD and he rapped on this one. You don't only have one son I can spit.
So, what you saying is you want to spit son?
For sure.
You ready to do it right now?
For sure, daddy, yeah. Check it out, I'm representing for my daddy from 13. I'm guaranteed to bring the heat, that's a sure thing. I'm ripping it all, no ifs, ands, buts, or maybes. I'm keeping solid D, nothing that my daddy gave me. I'm only 11, man. But don't quit it, man. I know I'm just a rookie, but I bring it like a veteran. I'm a student at Muhammad University. I get a lot of whoopings, but it don't be hurting me. I'm hard to tame, I bring the pain like a cavity. It's just a fact, I got the spirit of my dad in me. You can catch me watching Little God's DVD. Recite Supreme Wisdom, cause a little God be in me. I'm a junior FOI, righteous and civilized. The devil really hates it, you could see it in his eyes. But I don't care, I'ma keep singing the fight song. See the devil on the run like roaches when the light's on.
Allah Akbar.
That was our beloved brother.
Like what?
With his 11-year-old son, little brother Hakeem Muhammad. Wow, that was so cute.
That was hot.
All right, in the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. I bear witness that the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan is our divine reminder, and I greet you all, my listening audience, those of you who have joined us via telephone, and those of you who are joining us in the chat room, and I greet in words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Send that greeting. Thank you to my distinguished panelists and my co-host tonight, Brother Kareem and Brother James Muhammad. So I'm going to let them come down front and center and introduce themselves. And we're going to start with you, Brother Kareem and Muhammad from St. Louis, Mo. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam, O Queen. And as always, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, who came in the person of the Master Salah Muhammad, I want to thank you for once again allowing me to be able to participate in this most vital, vital media as we continue to give practical application to the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Yes, sir. And thank you for joining me once again, for having my back, like always, like a true FOI, always looks out for the MGT. Thank you, dear brother. And
right.
We have another beloved brother on the phone from St. Louis,
what?
Brother James W. Muhammad. Come down front and center, soldier. Introduce yourself.
Assalamu alaikum, and once again, I don't want to be too monotonous, but we can never praise Allah enough, you know, for coming in the person of Master Al Muhammad, and I thank you for his coming, and I thank you, my sister, once again, for having the wherewithal to have myself on your show. And my name is James W. Muhammad, Associate Director, along with my partner, Jahad Hassan Muhammad, and Associate Director, and Katina Muhammad, and Kareem Muhammad, and sisters like Sister Gidget Muhammad, who I consider to be an Associate Director of the Dynasty Hip Hop Mentoring Program. And, you know, that's from here, and we're here to make a change. So I appreciate all of you, and we love you, and it's a good thing to be here.
Oh, praise to Allah, brother. We love y'all, too. Okay, before we get started playing music, because you know that's one of the things that we do, Brother James, why don't you introduce the young men that you have brought along with you and let them come down front and center and introduce themselves and tell us a little something about themselves and their artistry.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I have two veteran members of Dynasty Hip Hop Mentoring Program, and I have a gentleman that I just met recently. The first gentleman is Fred X, who used to be Freddie Mac on the block. You know what I'm saying? He's going to tell you a story how he used to be the incomparable Freddie Mac on the block, but now he's Fred X. I got Mr. Roy C. He has a very profound story, too. You know, this came from the street and now a responsible father and taking care of his children and his family. And I got a new brother, Sacred Eye, you know what I'm saying, a very conscientious brother who I was impressed to meet. He got a bright fervor of God, glowing skin, you know, with the knowledge. You know, he's coming from a great place. I believe he's part of the 5% nation, which is all good, and we welcome all that. So you guys can introduce yourselves. Fred X, I guess you up first.
Yes, sir. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, who came in the person of Master Farah Muhammad, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Yes, sir. I've been in the program Dynasty for about 5 years. I started off as Freddie Mac, you know, like you said, out on the block, rolling 60s, you know, doing a bunch of derogatory and detrimental stuff to the community. And, December 3rd, 2012, I received my X. So I thought it was fitting that I changed my name from Fred to Fred X.
Okay, so Brother Fred, let me ask you, are you in a noisy background? Because we're having a hard time hearing you. Can you get to a quieter place, maybe?
I'm actually outside in the rain.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Okay.
Okay, well, do your thing, bro. Do your thing.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. We hear you.
Okay. So, as I was saying, I've been in the program for 5 years, and it changed and improved my lifestyle. So I felt that my name should change with that.
Yes, sir. Okay. So tell us a little bit about what type of music that you do. You know, if you had to compare your flow to anyone, who would you compare yourself to?
I would compare myself as a cross between like Lupe and Lil Wayne.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't know none of them people, but okay.
Lupe Fiasco and Lil Wayne.
I mean, I know Lil Wayne. You know,
yes,
I don't like to. I don't like to admit I know Lil Wayne, but yeah, I know Lil Wayne. You know.
Right, right, right.
I know.
But I only know one song by him and say like, woo, or something like that. Something about the police woman in the back of the seat of the car.
Right, right, right. No. I'm not an advocate for everything that Lil Wayne does. But he has a few songs, like one, he has one song called Georgia Bush, which is really heavy. I would suggest that you YouTube that song, where she's talking about the political infrastructure and some of the things that George Bush did, and the song is called Georgia Bush. He has another song called Misunderstood that's very profound, and he has one more recently that he did with Talib Kweli and Mac Maine called Celebrate, which is very, very profound. So he's reaching for something better. You can hear in these songs that he's reaching for something better, and sometimes, you know, we have to understand that a lot of these artists are being propagated, manipulated, and transgressed by maniacal forces, and when they say something conscious, they end up in seizures and near-death experiences. So like right now, he is reaching out for something better. So all I can say is, like the album is Louis Farrakhan said, we can't judge something until it's finished, until it's complete. So we'll see which direction he goes in, but he is reaching.
Yes, sir. Can I elaborate on why I picked those two artists?
Yes, sir. Absolutely, brother. Go ahead.
I picked those two artists because Lupe is more of a conscious artist. She spits, like, real life on positive level. But Lil Wayne has, like, the metaphors, and he says some crazy, outrageous things. So I took the best of both styles, and I say crazy, outrageous things in a conscious level, promoting positivity. So not just saying that I like their music. I was saying that I took some of their style and morphed it into my own.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I understand that. Okay. And so, Brother James, who else do we have with us this evening?
We also have Roy C. Roy C., I think you entered the program in 2004. Can you tell your story, what you've been through, and the great things you're doing with your children and your family right now?
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, Brother James. And thank you to the Nation of Islam and the FOI. I've been in the program for about since like Brother James did, and I came in during the time when the fight music was hype, when everything was just real wild, running the streets from the north side, doing my thing over there, and I had my first show in 2008, and after that, it just changed my life, because in 06, I lost my brother and my grandfather in 07, so as I had took all these loss, I started to see a change in my music to where now I would compare my style to that of Lupe Fiasco and the late, great Biggie Smalls, because I tell story, as Brother Fred said, and just paint a picture to let the youth know that there is a better way, and that you don't have to just be out here selling drugs or disrespecting women, that you could come from nothing to have something. And now I'm on the verge of starting my own record label, Family First Entertainment, and I still attend the Dynasty meetings because Brother James is a great mentor and big brother for us, and I just thank him for all the opportunities he has provided for us.
Praise be to Allah. That is a beautiful story, Brother Roy. And we have one more gentleman with us. So, Brother James, who is that?
This is the, now, we say the best for last. You know, this is Sacred Eye. He's a new member in the program. A very in-depth brother, but you know, from what I've seen, he was quiet the first time I met him. But he's on the phone right now, brother. Can you give a little bit of your history, your background, and some of the positive things that you've done in the community and the great work that you've done in the community? Because I know you're a brother about consciousness and elevation.
Peace. I come in the name of Sacred Allah. I'm part of the 5% Nation of Gods and Earths. My story. I'm just starting out in this whole hip-hop thing. I've been writing for a while, but as far as applying it, I haven't applied it to anything yet. So I'm just getting my feet wet. And my story is not complex, but to make a long story short, I grew up in a gang-infested neighborhood. I was infatuated by the image of being a blood, so that's what I tried to portray in my upcoming years, in my teen years. And by the time I turned 18, I realized that some of the things that I was doing wasn't usually going to get me either dead or, you know, I was going to be in prison. So I made an effort. I chose to change my life around. And music is my outlet. And so that's pretty much my story. Brother James.
Yes, sir.
When I came to the mosque, do you remember the other brother I had with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. He was also supposed to be here. But I don't know if you knew that. I just figured I'd let you know.
Yes, sir. Is it okay? And what's his name?
Khalif. Is it okay if he speak?
Is he with you now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Put him on the phone. Yes, sir.
Khalif. Well, yeah, I guess he hung up. But, yeah, my story was...
What's his fault? What's his area code, Brother Sacred Eye? What's his area code?
It's 314.
Okay, no. I thought maybe we had someone on the line. But if you want to text him the number for him to call in, you can text him the number 646-716-5971, and he can call in and we'll get him in.
Okay.
You need to repeat that?
Yes, ma'am.
It's 646-716-5971, and he can call in, and I'll see him on the screen. Okay, so while we waiting to bring him in, let me go to Brother Kareem. And Brother Kareem, what is your affiliation with Hip Hop Dynasty, and what you know about these young men? What do you do with them? Brother Kareem?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. I had to unmute my phone. I didn't want to
you
have any
super mutation right
company.
There.
Now, my affiliation was Dynasty Hip Hop. I became aware of Dynasty Hip Hop when Almighty God Allah brought Brother James W. Muhammad and I together at one point, and we met and we talked, and as brothers, he told me what he was involved in, and so my thing was, you know, well, how can I help? You know, what can I do? And basically what I do is I support Dynasty Hip Hop in whatever manner I can, be that financially, if it comes down to that. If it comes down to something, because, you know, I do construction, if something needs to be built, I'll build it.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we have a project that we're working on now that's going to, I don't want to spill the beans too soon, so to speak, but it's going to blow St. Louis and literally the country apart in a positive way with hip hop. You know, my affiliation and what I do is simply I provide whatever help I can to the youth. When it comes to the young men, any question they have that I can answer of a spiritual nature, I mean, because that's really more so where I'm at. Even though I am a musical individual, it's more providing, again, as you know, what my favorite thing is practical application of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but in such a way that it's something that a person can understand, not way over their head or talking down to them, but answering their questions in such a way that they can apply it in their everyday life to provide themselves with food, clothing, and shelter, and also to advance themselves and advance us as a nation.
Yes, sir. Okay. And Brother James, tell us about the history of Dynasty Hip Hop and what is that exactly?
Basically, Dynasty Hip Hop, it came into a conception in about 2003, 2004. And there were some young people that we had been mentoring, and we had an event called Hot Lyrics to Go at Muhammad's Mosque 28. At that time, it was at 1408 North Kings Highway. And we had an event called Hot Lyrics to Go where we were giving away money, giving away trophies. A popular DJ for Run DMC was there. The world-famous DJ Charlie Chan was the DJ. Stupendous event. We gave away money. We had lyricists come out. It was featured in the St. Louis American newspaper. And after the event was over, a young brother named Charles Bingham came up and said, "This is exemplary. Could you bring this out to our school?" And we said, "Yeah, we'll come visit your school." So we came and visited the school, and they had an after-school class, and the St. Louis American followed us to the school also. And the school was so impressed with us coming with a newspaper and camera people taking pictures and doing an article, and we're in this class, and we're teaching this class about the etiquettes of hip-hop and how hip-hop has changed. And they were so excited. It was supposed to be a one-time thing. They said, "Can you come back every week?" They just kept telling us to come back and coming back and coming back. And there you have the birth of Dynasty Hip-Hop Mentoring. It wasn't something that we planned. It was something that God planned. And once we started in McClure North, we went to Julia Davis Library in St. Louis. There we were mentoring about 85 to 90 children at a time. Doing the same thing. We went from Julia Davis Library to the halls of 100 Black Men, where we were doing about 30 to 40 children a week there. Then we went from there to Innovative Concept Academy, which is a school in St. Louis for troubled youth. And the worst of the worst, children with no other alternative that can go to no other school in the city, go to this school. We were inducted into that school and had a profound effect in that school. And we received our first funding from working in that school. And then we started to build studios, and we've just been moving fast forward ever since, delivering the message that preparation plus opportunity equals success, and we must go beyond success to achieve greatness. So that's the birth of Dynasty Hip Hop. And we call it a dynasty because dynasty is truly power that is passed, that is in a family that is passed on from generation to generation. So we consider ourselves to be part of the human family, an intricate part of the human family, a mothers and fathers, a civilization of the human family, and we are creating a new dynasty and a new paradigm to try to change the infrastructure of music, because we know that music has a profound effect on how we act, what we do, how we dress. It is the implementation of ideas into our minds that we are taught to retain, contain, sustain, and maintain. So once we learn how to entertain correctly, which means to enter and retain and sustain and contain, then we can change the mentality and ultimately change the world.
Okay, and you sounded like Jesse Jackson there for a moment, but I got you.
I said we must No, Sister Digit.
Dynasty Hip Hop has a Texas connection, and so you are affiliated with Brother Jihad Hassan Muhammad, who is that another branch of Dynasty Hip Hop?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, Brother Jihad, we started here in St. Louis. And once we started here in St. Louis, we decided to branch off to Dallas, Texas, where we started another Dynasty Hip Hop Mentoring Program and kind of franchised the program. And it's been very successful there under the Mosque 48 in Dallas, under the auspices of student minister Jeffrey Muhammad, who's been very instrumental in promoting the program and giving some good guidance. We have a food program now that's being implemented. Sister Katina here in St. Louis is part of that dynamic staff that's in charge of the culinary expression of ideas, which is another culture that we infiltrate. And in Dallas, Texas, they're doing the same thing with sisters, I believe, Sister Tiffany in Dallas and some other sisters that are helping Brother Jihad there also.
Okay. All right. Well, before we get off into our topic, because we are going to talk about the influences of music, and then we are going to play some music. Brother Fred, I was supposed to have your song, but it did not attach to the emails that I received. So, but, you know, part of the thing about Young, Gifted, and Black is that during the last 15 minutes, every artist that come on the show, and that's going to include Brother James and Brother Kareem, everybody has to break out with their free style. So, I already know what's up. Don't trip. Y'all better bring it at the end of the show. But we got a question from area code 864. So, I'm going to make your mic live. Area code 864. Oh, goodness. They hung up. I guess they didn't have a question.
Queen Muhammad.
Yes, sir. We got Khalif on the phone.
Queen Muhammad. The brother Khalif is on the phone.
Okay, what's his last four numbers?
Say it again.
His last four numbers?
I have him on the line.
Well, he's on the line now.
Oh, okay. Well, come on, brother, front and center. Introduce yourself.
Please, I go by the name of, the righteous name of Born Almighty Allah, stage name Khalif Born Allah. And I'm hailing all the way from Saudi, also known as St. Louis, Missouri. I'm from a part of town called Pahalan. I started out in music when, I started out writing and lyricism when I was 12 years old through a writing program over at Normandy Middle, the middle school I was attending at the time. It was one of the things that helped keep myself out of trouble. And over time, a lot of the things that I've seen in my environment and where I was coming up at, I kind of use it to display an imagery and kind of give people a sense of what's really going on and really in my surroundings. If I had to compare my music to anybody these days, I would have to say maybe Nas, a lot of Illmatic, Jay Electronica, of course, Wu-Tang, Tribe Called Quest. I'm an avid supporter of hip-hop in general and everything that's being done right now, but I also know there's a lack of hip-hop artists in the industry right now as we speak, with the exception of people like Joey Bad, rest in peace, Capital Steez, just a lot of different positive influences that are not making a big enough impact upon the whole scene of music as a whole in general. But my plan and my ideas is to build with my positivity so that way I can destroy all negativity and I can be the supreme control in my own universe and show and prove with the highest levels of mathematics of what knowledge, wisdom, and understanding truly is. Peace.
All right, Brother Latif. Okay, well, thank you, and thank you for joining us. And, you know, my phone lines is just going crazy, so y'all must got a whole lot of fans out there in St. Louis, because all I see is 314, 314, 314. St. Louis is in the house tonight.
What?
We got a question from area code 786. 786, I'm calling you out now. If you gonna hang up, go hang up now. But right now, I'm going to make your mic live. Area code 786, your mic is live. You have a question?
Yes, assalamu alaikum. And no, I have no intention of hanging up. I just wanted to give a shout out.
Wait. That sounds like the great Tissa Muhammad right there.
Right. Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. I just wanted to give a beautiful, you know, really just a shout out to the whole work of the Dynasty Hip Hop, not only in St. Louis, but what's going on in Dallas. And, of course, their plans on traveling internationally and influencing young people all over, not just the nation, but truly the world, because the work that they're doing, I'm not really sure, sis, if you could really present the fullness of it in this conversation. People would have to go online and take a look at the testimonials that come directly from more than just these young people who are being featured. This is just a segment of the lives that have been touched as regards young people who are really highly influenced by the work of this movement. And it must be supported, not just in Dallas, but in St. Louis. It should be supported really in a national frontier and then internationally, and it should be spoken about in mosques, beginning there, and communities, because this is how we get the people. It begins with the young people in the music. If we're not touching them with the music, how are we going to get the message to them? So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you for your time. Peace.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is that Dr. Tissa?
Yeah, that's Dr. Tissa. Dr. Tissa has been up. Matter of fact, I gotta give along with other sisters like Sister Katina, Dr. Tissa has been very, very, very instrumental in helping the word of Dynasty get around. She's attended a lot of our mentoring components. She records in our studios. She's featured her beautiful voice on a lot of the songs that the children make. She's working right in conglomeration with the Track Stars. And the Track Stars, if you don't know, they produce songs for Rihanna, Jay-Z, Too Fast, Too Furious soundtrack. They've worked for Michael Jackson, Britney Spears, just to name a few. And these producers are now working with our young people and giving them songwriting opportunities where they can easily make $250,000 for a song that would be accepted and just make a little money for even presenting a song, somewhere between $20,000 to $50,000 just for presenting songs. So we're actually moving into a diaspora and into an area, into a paradigm where we really can make a financial change and really become an institution that is literally participating in changing the face of music on the world, because we're working on a world stage with professional artists.
And I have to bear witness to that indeed, because actually Dynasty is part of the reason that I'm even working with these people on such a large dynamic level. So indeed, this is a true thing, and they should be supported. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, Dr. Tissa, for calling in, and thank you for your support, Queen. And, you know, we want to give our children, our youth, an opportunity in all genres of music and talent. You know, this is Young, Gifted, and Black, but it's not just geared towards music. You know, if you are an instrumentalist, if you are a vocalist, if you are someone who does spoken word, along with being I call you a lyricist or a lyrical artist. I don't like rapper so much, but I use the term lyrical artist. Whatever your talents may be, even if it's designing clothes or whatever it is, because I'm promoting this movie that is was written and produced and is going to be directed by Sister Faith Diggs, who is out of Chicago, Illinois. It's going to star Leon Robinson, and you all would know Leon from playing David Ruffin in The Temptations, or JT in The Five Heartbeats. He played Tupac's brother in Above the Rim, and he just has a list of movies, all of them I can't name. He played in Waiting to Exhale opposite, what's her name? Well, you know, with Whitney and Loretta Devine and all of them. He was Russell. He was the lover boy in that movie. So he's played in a lot of movies. And this movie here, we're trying to also bring R. Kelly in to do, if not a full-fledged movie, to do a cameo scene, because this is about the dance stepping that is very popular in Chicago. But she reached out to me because she wanted some new and some raw talent, and I'm gonna make an announcement now, and then I'm also going to reiterate that announcement at the end of the show, that those of you who are interested in auditioning for the movie, it's called Steps of a Mastermind, you can email me at YGB, like YGB for Young, Gifted, and Black. It's YGBLive@yahoo.com. And if you are a lyricist, you are a vocalist, you need to send me an MP3. And if you have, if you want to act or you want to play an instrument or anything other than that, you need to send me a 2-minute video, and hopefully those videos are on YouTube, because that is the instrument that they use to recruit a lot of the potential artists that they want to get into the movie. So once again, those of you who are interested in participating in the auditions for the movie, it is YGB, like Yo-Yo Girl Boy, YGB Live at yahoo.com, and give me your information and I will give you your form for you to fill out into audition. And next month we're going to have Faith and Leon back on the show to talk more about the film. And so I'm going to go back to you, Brother Kareem, because I want to ask you in particularly about the influence of music, because we're at a tug of war with our artists in the Nation of Islam who are trying to promote conscious and positive music, and then we have to go up against Rick Ross and Beyonce and Lil Wayne and who's else. So who's the never else, right? So how can we better promote so that we can better influence our youth with their talents? Because, see, this is what's happening. I remember Beyonce when she was 9 years old, and she was in a group called Girls' Time. And we brought her to the Shape Community Center right before they were to appear on Star Search, that was hosted by Ed McMahon. They were, you know, they were going to be this little black girl group that goes to Star Search. So of course we promoted them. Beautiful little girl, beautiful family. You know, she, and as she grew up and became more popular in her music and in her craft, you know, she started out as a very classy young lady. And you know, even though Beyonce, she might be at the top of the chart, she might be at the top of her game, but her persona or her image has been so diminished from that point. And so, yes, we have the talent, but it seems like the imagery is being controlled by somebody else. And so just like with the music, you know, you have conscious rappers that go to these record companies and they say, well, you know, yeah, you know, you good, I like your flow, I like your style, but this is what I want you to say. And so when you're hungry, you know, you kind of go for that. But how can we kind of redirect that and teach our youth not to fall victim to that, to, you know, having that transformation of who they really are into what the enemy wants us to be? So I'm going to ask you, Brother Kareem, how can we better influence this music industry today?
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you very much for asking me that question, because I see it from this standpoint. I want to preamble that with this and let people know. Now, this is not lifting up the individual Hitler at all. I'm going to say it again. What I'm about to say is not lifting up the individual Hitler at all. However, he made a very profound statement and a very profound point concerning music. He made this statement. He said that if you want to control or take over, in essence, the country or the nation, you must control the youth. And in order to control the youth, you must control the music. This was his statement. And you see how far he got in what he was doing. Anybody that knows history, if you don't, check it out and see for yourself. Now, in answer to your question, the thing is this. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has a 52-week series that he's doing right now entitled The Time and What Must Be Done. And this falls, in my view, right into that. How can we offer our positive youth? How can we really direct them? We have to do exactly what we're doing tonight, but we have to do it on a much grander scale. We have to use every form of social media to get them out there, give them exposure. We also have to be able to listen to them and see where they're at, see what they need. We have to literally open our arms to the youth and let them know, I mean, because the majority of youth that I run into that are out here who are quote-unquote are into, and I don't really know all their names either, but I do know, I mean, Lil Wayne, he's had some controversy around him, so I'm familiar with his name, but all the other artists, because I honestly, I'll be very honest with you, I can't listen to that noise. I mean, personally, I can't. It literally grates on my being, you know, and so I can't listen to it. However, one thing we do have to be able to do is listen to our children. We have to be able to listen to our youth and see where they're at, see what they need. And we have to be able to offer them that. We've got to be able to offer them places that they can go and get a rest. Some of the youth I run into, and I talk to them sometimes at the bus stops, various places, when I may stop in for my monthly cup of coffee, you know, at different places and get it, and the youth are in there. You can see it in their faces. You can see it in their eyes, the fact that they need, bottom line, they need love. And when I say they need love, in other words, a lot of that is attention. Because what I've heard is that from them themselves, that nobody's paying attention to them. Nobody's listening to what their pain is. Then when they hear this different, and they call it music, I call it make me sick. When they hear this make me sick, and it does speak to some of the ill that they're dealing with, then they're attracted to that. So when we have youth, like the young men that are on the line tonight and many, many others that are out there who are striving to be positive, when we have them, we have to give them an avenue, an opportunity to be able to practice their art and then, yes, at the same time, get their art out there. Some individuals should remember, a lot of us should remember, Master P. What did Master P do? I mean, he started a trend, if I'm not mistaken, or he popularized the trend, I should put it that way, how he was selling his art out of the trunk of his car. Well, we can do that, but at the same time, nowadays, we have to go to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has given us in his economic blueprint, where he talks about us pooling resources. And we have to understand that our greatest resource is the people. Our greatest resource is the youth. So what we do is, those of us who have knowledge of marketing, those of us who have the contacts, just like you're talking about the movie tonight, those of us who are able to present ourselves in a professional manner, we get with them and help them promote what they're doing. Even to the point of, I'm going to say this, and then I really want to pass the question to Brother James, if you don't mind, after I say this. The best example that I have is the example of the master. When he came, he knocked on doors in the neighborhood, and he actually presented the people with things that they needed under the guise of selling it to them in order that he could really get to them what they needed. Okay? We also have to begin to bridge this gap that has been created between the youth and the elders where music is concerned. Because when you look at a lot of the music today and the samples that they take, the things that they take are from dynamite, fantastic songs. We got to be able to go to the youth and say, hey, if they come with something by a particular artist, we should be able to go right into our little collection, whatever it is, and share with them that original song and then be able to share with them some history behind it. We need to build a bond with them and let them know that we are all in this together. And that's my take on it. I'm going to listen.
Yes, sir. And same question, Brother James. How can we make an impact, put a dent in some of this trash? And not all of it is trash, and please don't get that impression, that's what I'm saying. But a lot of the music is filling our minds and influencing our children, not even the youth.
Right.
Grown people.
But the, Yes, ma'am. The first mistake that we make is we call it trash. That's the first mistake we make. Brother Kareem was just sitting there saying about we have to listen to them. But you can't listen to them and not listen to their music. I mean, you cannot say I'm trying to hear what's on a child's mind when what's on his mind is what he's listening to on the radio. See, when we intercept the messages on radio, you're dealing with a battle in the sky for the minds of the people. Radio waves emit through the sky. This is a battle in the sky for the minds of the people. We have to be able to intercept those transmissions. And in order to intercept the transmission and understand the mutation that is happening in the minds of our children, we have to be listening to the messages. So if there's a war between Britain and Nazi Germany during World War II, if the Nazis sent a transmission, whether it was on a pigeon or whether it was by a messenger, guess what? They had a tactical force or adversarial spies that would receive those transmissions and that information, bring it to headquarters, extrapolate that information, and then say, how do we use this to our benefit? Now we understand what is being done. The music mutates so quickly that if you're not listening to it, if you're not understanding what's going on with it, you're out of control of your children. And most people don't know how to deal with their children because they cannot ingest or digest the radical messages that are coming through in the music. In Dynasty Hip Hop, what we have learned to do is we have learned to always be in the know of what the enemy is implementing through music. When we approach children, we ask them, what would you like to do? They say, I like to rap. When they start rapping, I mean, because if you ask a child what's wrong with them, he's not going to say anything's wrong with him. You can go up to a child and say, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Well, why are you acting so crazy? He's not going to say, well, you know, this is my problem. He's not going to say that. But if you say, look, why are we going to a studio and you record a song? He's going to tell you everything in that song. He's going to use every expletive. He's going to call women B. He's going to say everything under the sun that's on his mind. Now, if you don't have the propensity or the ability to listen to these degenerate ideas that's on his mind, then how can you clean his mind? If there's a doctor that's afraid of the sight of blood, how can he commit? How can he do surgery? If there's a doctor that's afraid to look at a cancer tumor, how can he remove the tumor? So we are doctors that are not afraid to look at the problem, not afraid to hear the derogative language. When we hear it, we understand it, we listen to it, we analyze it. Because once we catch that on a CD, we've caught a culture. We have a sample of their mind, just like when a doctor takes a blood sample from a person, he puts it in a petri dish, and he calls this a culture. He calls it a blood culture. What we have is a mind culture. We have the culture that is destroying them, and then we come up with a custom-tailored program that we use to show them how to reverse their problem. We become fans of their negative music. We tell them, hey, man, when you was in the club beating that beat down, man, what influenced you to do that? And then they start to come out, and they start to say, this is why I did that. Then you can start healing them, telling them better ways to handle the problems. Next month, the song sounds a whole lot different. 2 months later, it sounds very different. 6 months to a year later, the song is totally the opposite of the first one they started with. So if you really want to start with saving the culture, saving the youth, you have to really, really listen. I mean, listen to even to the things that you don't want to hear. Listen to the things that make you sick. But you have to understand that I have to deal with the problem. I can't run away from the problem. It's not one part I can look at, another part I ignore.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Okay, and let me hear from some of the artists. Let me hear from you, Brother Fred. You know, when you compare the music that you're doing to some of the mainstream artists, is there anything that conflicts with your spirit that you're determined to change about the music that is being delivered to our people and to our youth in particularly?
Oh, of course. Of course, there's a lot of things that conflict. First of all, rap music has pretty much murdered hip-hop on mainstream radio. And they've taken all the intelligence, they've taken all of the artistry right out of the music. And they put derogatory names and derogatory messages and debaucherous acts into this music and made all of the youth do things that they wouldn't normally do unless they was influenced. So that conflicts a lot with what I do, because I actually call out the socially debaucherous things that are considered acceptable in the mainstream radio. I deliberately and intentionally tell people that this is not the way in an intelligent but lyrical format.
Okay. And what about you, Brother Roy T?
I agree with what Brother Fred said, that I am combating by offering another approach instead of degrading the women, at, or better yet, an example that Lupe did with the song Be Bad. I showed them that they don't have to follow the trend and how disrespectful and how they got the idea and how to reverse it instead of continuing to disrespect about women, the dangers of the gang banging, the violence. I tell them that you can have a hustle, but you don't have to sell drugs or et cetera just to live. Just you can go out, sell shirts, you can sell music, or you could do something else, braid hair or other venues, instead of just standing on the corner selling drugs, getting locked up, and encouraging the police to continue what they're doing to our community and to our youth every day.
Okay. And Brother Sacred Eye.
I also agree that the messages being portrayed in today's music is not helping the youth at all, because when you have certain artists talking about the same subject and referring to drugs every single mixtape or every single album, and you got youth, and I'm going to be specific, you got black youth out here riding around getting high to it, and then next you know they going to kill somebody because of the message that's in the music. At the same time, the artist portraying their message, that's portraying their image or spitting their message, they don't smoke, they don't do anything, they never killed anybody. And I will say, artists such as Yo Gotti, those kind of artists, like, you know, cocaine and all this, like, who knows if Yo Gotti smokes or not? Like, we don't know. And so, like, it's important in the black community, the black youth, because so many brothers and sisters' heads are getting filled up with these messages, and now you got females calling, referring to themselves as, you know, certain terms, and which they're really not, which a black woman should be a queen, and she should treat herself as such. If she wants to be treated, if she wants to be respected, she should respect herself, same as a brother, if a brother, because a brother should see himself in the king image or a godly image, because we are not N-words, and we never have been and never will be. And so I feel like it's a duty for me and the people I surround myself with to bring the message to not just the black community, but to all people that, you know, we are not what people think we are. Like, I'm only 20 years old, so it's like, you know, sometimes some folk put it past me that because I'm a certain age, I don't have a certain level of intelligence, but at the same time, a lot of those folk don't really know me, and they take me, it's a term, they take me off face value, basically. They judge a book by its cover, and personally, I feel like, you know, if I can get my message out there, it's gonna be to enlighten my people specifically. Now, as far as me, I'm not prejudiced at all, but I feel like we have to save our people first before we save anybody else. That's just my own take on it, but my music will be universal, and that's just my whole opinion on it. I agree with Brother Roy and what Brother Fred said, and that's why I'm glad we got together to do this, because it's certainly something that needs to be said and needs to be done and put a stop to what's going on in the mainstream, because right now the mainstream is being controlled by certain people who try to take certain artists and they use them to dumb us down in the mainstream media. And certain artists such as Lil Wayne is very intelligent, but the music he portrays and the music he puts out, it's not helping anybody, to be honest. And so we need that level of consciousness in the mainstream and underground. We need it all over, because if we don't get that out there, nobody will wake up, because it'll just be another generation of drones walking around. And at the same time, we need a generation to enlighten the youth, the future generations coming after us.
Brother,
Sacred Eye,
can I piggyback on what Brother Sacred Eye said?
Yeah, sure. No problem. Yes.
All right. I agree with what you said, Brother Sacred, and that is deep what you said, and I agree.
Wait, and Roy, see, did Khalid speak yet?
No, sir. I did not get
it. Let's bring Khalif in first.
Go ahead. All right. My whole outlook and outtake on everything that's going on in the music industry and everything that's being put out on a broader range for the youth is being done for a reason. And it's all part of the plan that's been set up from jump since we came to the wilderness of North America. You got to keep the deaf and dumb and blind that way for a reason, so that way you can feed off of it and you can feed off of it. Now, the problem that exists today is the fact that there's nobody out there to eliminate it, or better yet, to put it in a better way, nobody has really took the best foot forward to eliminate it, and that's because they're all profiting from it some type of way. Me as an artist myself, I like to take what they display. I like to take what they display, and I like to display their ignorance behind it. So that way I can show and prove to the people that what they're saying has no substance, none whatsoever. So in a way, I need them. So that way I can show and prove what's really going on behind beyond the surface. Dig deeper beyond the surface and really expose it for what it really is. And my own personal experiences, I figured out that the best way in doing that is to really give them what they're doing. Give them what they're doing. I've seen myself so many times really giving the people what they're doing, explaining to them what they're doing, but not preaching to them. More so just telling them what they're doing. And then I expound on it and really go deep into why they're doing what they're doing and why it's like that and why it's been set up that way. It all starts first. It all starts first as a child. You get a child, a baby. A baby is the most precious thing. It's the best part. It's the future. The babies is the future. That's the most important part. So if you take these little babies and you corrupt their minds from little babies and you build them up to be these little these deviants and these devils, but the way to destroy that is to let them know who they really are as a people, to know that you are a black man. And I'm not talking about just African-Americans. I'm talking about Dominicans, Puerto Ricans, Asians. If you have melanin inside of your skin, you're original. You're black. You're black. It doesn't matter what ethnic, what racial background you come from. At the end of the day, you're part of that original man, the original family of planet Earth. My job, my sole duty is to teach and to be a positive and destroy all the negative. That's what I was born to do. So for me, I take artists like Lil Wayne, and I really just expose it for what it really is. I'm not going to call any man's art trash or garbage, but I will say it doesn't have any substance, and it's not building nobody up. It's only destroying. I will say that. But for me to come back, because like I said, life is a cause and effect. So, of course, the cause is people want to do this, the effect is the babies is going to come up. How can I combat that? I can combat that by giving knowledge, by building a strong foundation. And I give my foundation to my music each and every time. I show and prove exactly who I am. So I hope that the original man takes this and he builds upon that and add that to his everyday life, too. Peace.
Peace.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Brother James, you had something you wanted to say, and then we're going to bring in a caller.
I didn't think it was anything I wanted to say. I think that was Roy C. that wanted to say something. Roy C., were you trying to say something else?
Yes, sir, Brother James, I was. Thank you. I was just agreeing with what Brother Sacred I said, that they do use the music that our youth listen to support things that some of us can attain and some of us can't. Like, you got fathers, and or I won't even say fathers, you have young men who, before they'll take care of their child, they'll go buy for Jordans for these women who are not doing right with the checks that the government is giving them. And you have artists like Wayne and them who encourage that instead of putting out more songs like Misunderstood or the positive songs like Celebration that Brother James mentioned. You had them putting out the nonsense, and it's just so much like the fast cars. They have our youth shooting for some things that they just know some might never see or even be able to spell. Instead of encouraging for better, it's just going completely the other way. As Lupe said and the brother said, they have us dumbing it down, and it's just getting worse and worse by the day instead of better. So I completely agree, and there does need to be a change in it.
Hmm. Yes, sir. Okay, well, we have somebody on the line. Sister Katina, are you there? Sister Katina?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Did you have something that you wanted to share with us?
Well, you know what, sis, I was just listening to all of the thoughts and ideas and suggestions that was coming from people. I was really just going to lay back and not say anything, but since you brought me on to the forefront, I guess I'm
to the forefront?
Since you turned the mic on, I guess I have to say something. you know, that's how you can tell you're alive, right? When you can go from one thing to the next, you know, as you go from a foxtrot to the waltz, as the song dictates. So, yes, I would like to say that first of all, you can't solve a negative problem in the negative, okay? We're going to have to think on the creative side and the positive side of things. If the reality is a negative, undesirable one, then what is the desired reality? Someone else has created an alter reality that we're just dwelling in, trying to figure out how to get out of, like rats in a maze. What we have to do now, that we have certain types of knowledge among us, is begin to rotate and think from the creative side and the positive side to counteract and do away with reality that was established by somebody else. And of course, since this is a music topic, we definitely have to do that through the music, because the music is vibration, and that vibration will get with your brain cells and move your brain cells in a way as to inspire you to create something, whether you create creatively and positively or you create destructively. So what we want to do is be able to think in a collective, high-level vibration, positive manner, work together with that which we already know. We really don't have to go out and look for no other science. You know, Brother James has said, you know, we have to engage the people. We have to listen. Brother Kareem has said, and when we listen, then we got to be able to offer our services. We know what to do. So now we just have to do it. That is the if someone comes to you and they say, I'm hungry, you don't have to try to figure out, okay, well, is their stomach ready to digest any food right now? You know, you get up and go fix the people something to eat. You know, if somebody says I'm thirsty, you go give them some water. If you're hot, you cool them down. If they're cold, you heat them up. So now we have to stop delaying the process and go ahead and apply that which needs to be applied so we can get the desired outcome. That's all I have to say, beloved.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Queen, for coming on and saying just that. And you said it perfectly. So thank you. Thank you for joining the show. Okay, listen, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We're going to listen to some music because, you know, people act funny when I don't play music on Young, Gifted, and Black. We're going to hear from one of our godfathers, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about how we're going to take Young, Gifted, and Black to the next level with Dynasty Hip Hop, if I can use my power of persuasion. So, let's hear from our godfather, Gat Turner, with his song, I Am the Mosque.
What if I told you that God and the devil made a wager, kind of standing bet for the souls of all mankind? No direct contact with humans, that would be the rule. Just influence. See who would win.
I don't believe in the devil.
You should. He believes in you.
Make it, in the name of Allah, hate it. I know you never thought we'd make it, and it's Christ and his messenger, I'm talking MLM, I'm talking H-E-M, H-M-L-F, hate it, I'ma do it to death, yo, look, I'm a vice
Lord, in a black stone, a disciple. I am the backbone of the NOI, a mighty FOI. And look, I never die, all I do is multiply. Cause I'm mathematics, I am Islam, I am scientific, like the H-bomb that can form a mountain. I got no room for doubting, my cup it runneth over. It's like a water fountain, the well of Zam Zam. I am that I am, she knows all about you. See it through your webcam, I'm Al Bayallah. But that's the house of God, Lord of the universe, the sun, the moon, the stars. The stone that fell from heaven, the past, the future, present. I am supreme wisdom, my Macdi gave me lessons. I got them memorized, now they crystallize. Man, I do for self, I am an enterprise. I'm the institution that tells Satan loose him. And look, I never bow down unless I make ablution. I'm the reason that you make a circuit round the Kaaba. I'm the arm of Allah when he show his power. The exponent in your worst opponent's master plan. I am the hidden city underneath the Meccan sand. They wanna get my wisdom. I am a Muslim Christian and a Jew, the destroyer of polytheism. I'm Muhammad when he shook and got revelation. I am Esau at the transfiguration. I am Musa when he brought your civilization. I am Ibrahim when he laid the foundation. I'm the voice of God, I tell the people who's the boss. Part of the chosen few, the lost if I, we paid the cost. I was stolen, raped, and murdered, man, I suffered loss. That's why I tell the whole world with authority. I am the mind, partner of the mosque, not a building. I am the mind, father destroyed, rebuilt me. I am the mind, see everywhere I put my foot down. I am the mind, it's just like a season of root down. Listen to me, man, I am the mind. See, when I came, I was comatose. I am the mind, but Farrakhan filled me with the Holy Ghost. I am the mind, the sun is rising in the west now. I am the mind, the FOI is the best now. Listen to me, man, I am the mind. I'm a place of prostration. I'm a citizen in God's nation. I am the mind. They used to say we wasn't Muslim. I am the mind. Now they say that you ain't real Muslim. I am the mind. You know, some people, man, gonna misunderstand what I'm saying. And they gonna think that I mean what I'm saying in an arrogant way. But that's not me. In all humility, I mean it in the same way as when Master Farah Muhammad gathered the people. Wherever he gathered them, that became the mosque. I mean it in the same way that when the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad had to go to prison, when he got the brothers gathered around him, that became the mosque. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan held FOI class in one of the brothers' homes. That was the mosque. So I mean it in the same way. So what you think is going on through your speaker right now? I am the mosque.
Okay, I think we lost Brother Fred. I'm trying to get him back on. Let's see if we got him back on. Brother Fred, are you there? Brother Fred? Okay. All right, Brother Kareem, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Okay, Brother James, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, listen. Y'all gonna have to help y'all sister out because I'm having a very, very hard time. And here's the deal. You know, when I created Young, Gifted, and Black, you know, I created this show for young people. You know, not old, talented, and tired like me, but young, what? Gifted, and Black. No, seriously. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, we call ourselves Nation Building Movement, but you can't have a nation without the youth. You just can't do it.
Impossible.
And so
impossible.
We,
that's right.
we created the show to so the youth could have an entity in the network, and I want to train them. I want to teach them broadcasting. I want to teach them how to do what I do on a regular basis, and for them to have a platform for them to speak from and to, you know, express their own talents and creativity. However, this has been going on for like 4 months now, and I'm really, really getting tired because I'm doing this 7 days a week, and I'm not a person that takes creative control over any show. We have 7 shows a week, and everybody just brings their own natural expertise into the shows, and they create and they develop and they come up with topics and they do their thing. And that's what I like to do. I like to give people an opportunity to shine. So what I'm looking for, Brother James and Brother Kareem, I'm putting it out there now that beginning hopefully in inshallah in May, that we will have some young man or some young woman to come on and take over the hosting aspect of this show, because Sister Gidget is tired. I really am, and I you know, I really want the youth to have a platform that they can call their own, even if it's just something that they can create to keep our babies out of the street on Saturday night, so that, you know, we can cut down on some of the madness in the street, whatever it takes. You know, it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't have to all be about music. It could be about, you know, how they feel about current affairs, what's going on.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't want to sneeze on the air. Excuse me.
Understood.
In your communities, you know, I just want them to be able to share. So I'm looking for some of y'all. So, Brother James, you going to help me out?
Right. That's something we can work on. I mean, you know, I mean, it's definitely, we have a lot of ideas and things that we know that work. We have the solutions that most people have been looking for by God's grace and permission, and only by God's grace and permission that we have them. It's nothing that I made up, you know what I'm saying, but it's things that God has revealed to us, and we found that it works, and we'd be happy to discuss some options with you.
Okay, all right. I put it out there for anybody want to jump on it, anybody from St. Louis. I don't know. I'm kind of hating on St. Louis right now because y'all just blew up.
Because we just so dynamic. We just, I mean, it is what it is, Gibbs. It is what it is.
And I'm looking at the board and all I see is 314.
STL. Well, let them on in. Let the people in. Got to get the people what they want. Let them on the phone.
That's right.
But let me remind the listening audience that if you have a question, press 1 on your keypad. And those of you who are in the chat room, if you have a question for any of the panelists, type in your question. I will ask it on your behalf. And we have a question from area code. Well, ain't no sense to be saying area code 314 because they are 314. So I'm going to go with the last 4 numbers. 8101, your mic is live.
Well, good evening. Assalamu alaikum to Bruce.
Wa alaikum.
This is Curtis Royston calling out of the 27th Ward in the north side of St. Louis. And I just had to call in once I knew the brothers were on the line. And sister, I appreciate you for what you're doing here on the Blog Talk Station because it's something that's really needed in our community. I want to give a shout out to the brothers from Dynasty Incorporated, the entire crew. Both
yes,
leadership
sir.
As well as those who are being mentored through the group. Brother James, I'm closest to, brother. I appreciate you for what you do.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you too, bro.
That you are bringing to the community and giving young folks these types of opportunities to see a different way to make a difference. And I know, and I'm thankful for my son, Curtis, who participates in that program as well. And I've seen a change in his music style since he became part of Dynasty, and I'm happy to see that change because we know when we look at some of the lyrics that have been even in the media lately from somebody like a Rick Ross or I forget who that was, Lil Wayne, know, some of those things that, you know, this, what I call madness, and I mean mad in a crazy sense, that it's speaking of somebody that doesn't have the sanity about them, to have young folk coming through for producing music that is about life, that is about upliftment, that is about the spirit, you know, that's something real good. And sister, I heard when you said that just you're looking for somebody to look for these youth to come forward and kind of, you know, step up and, you know, and help out with what you're doing. I want to echo those words as well, and I hope that as I add my voice to the course of what you're saying, if there is a young person out there somewhere that will hear your desire, that will feel your spirit, and will step up to do just that, to help out, because here in St. Louis, most of our stations have been co-opted by folks outside our community. So not only do the young folks not have any place to go, the older folks don't have a place to go on a radio dial anyway, so these blog talk opportunities are a wonderful chance to do that. And again, I just salute you all and want to bless the experiences that you're having and pray that they continue to unfold, because it's truly uplifting people in our community, and I can speak for myself and know that I am uplifted by hearing and knowing what's going on.
Thank you, sir. Matter of fact, I appreciate those words, because that this brother, you know, he's being humble, but I know of him, and he's a political activist. He's actually Royce's father. He's a political activist, and he's a person that has made change in the St. Louis community and moved it towards and made a better day and a better way here for a lot of young people, and has served in the realm of politics and made some things better for our people here. So I take my hat off to you, brother, and give you an original salute for that, my brother.
Appreciate you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, all right. Bye-bye.
And I got to get a bike and get out there with you too, bro.
Yes, sir.
I know you got to move it with the bike, so, you know, we definitely got to do that.
Oh, we have to make that happen. The season is here. Matter of fact, we're talking to speak about that. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Right there, music and bike.
Yes, sir.
All right. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, brother.
Wa alaykum salam. Thank you, brother Curtis, for calling in. And, you know, I want to talk to the artist again because, you know, I'm not going to tell my age, but I'm kind of up there.
22, 23, is that what it is? All right, okay.
But, you know, Brother James and Brother Kareem, and I know, Brother James, you're not even anywhere near my age, but, you know, when I was growing up, even in Compton, excuse me, back in those days, I wasn't burying my friends. And nowadays, it seems like my children or the generation, even under my children, are burying their friends. I want to hear from Roy and from Fred about the gunplay in the communities today. And I'm going to start with Brother Fred. Are you there? Okay, wait a minute. I think Brother Fred, are you there? I don't know. His phone is on, but I don't know if he can hear me or not. So let's just go ahead and talk to Brother
ma'am.
Roy. Okay, did you hear my question?
Yes, ma'am. I heard your question. What's going on with the gunplay in our community with the youth is hip-hop has made it popular to tote nines and Macs and automatic rifles. And basically, they made it popular to be, I call it soft, because the only reason that they carry these weapons is because they don't know how to use their hands. They feel like they were fronted on by somebody, and they don't know how to solve it diplomatically, or they don't know how to solve it without killing one another. They don't know how to solve it with their hands. Like, back in the day, you had squabbles where people walked away from the fight. now you have squabbles, and one side is burying their relative, or and now they're out to beef with whoever caused the burial or the funeral. And so it's just an ongoing battle. I actually, this morning as I was leaving, I live around the corner from a funeral home. There was a young person that was had a wake this morning, and it's become more and more popular nowadays. My cousin was actually involved in gang violence, and so I always try to promote positivity or solving problems diplomatically in my music, and I always try to promote, like, putting the gun down, because, I think that you pick up a gun because you can't solve it any other way. You can't think with your brain. You can't think big enough to solve a situation without pulling the trigger.
Yes, sir. And what about you, Brother Roy?
Yes, ma'am. I would have to say that it started back in the late 80s, early 90s with the evolution of what they called gangster rap, when being a gangster and having a gun and everything was popular. And that it only got worse with time and with rappers. Of course, I hate to point them out, but like Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, saying the things in their lyrics like they're saying, or Waka Flocka, that it's only getting worse by the second, and that I have too lost a best friend and a brother to gang violence in the streets because of the music and what was populated through what we were listening to at that time. So I agree that if these young people had something else to do, or if there was a better way to solve it, that the gun violence would actually tone down. But because they're hearing in the music, oh, I'm toting this, or I'm holding that, and they're seeing it on TV and the movies, and everywhere they go, you look up, you see a gun, you're hearing something about doing this, that is getting worse. And also, with even a better example, Chief Keith out of Chicago, it seemed like as soon as he took off, like the Chicago violence has not went down since he's been out. So I have to agree that rap, commercial music has played a very serious impact on our generation.
Okay, and Brother Sacred Eye.
Well, personally, myself, growing up in a gang-infested community, I was often infatuated with colors myself because I found it to be cool to claim a gang or to claim a set. And even back then, I knew right from wrong, but I chose to do wrong because I wanted to fit in. And so through my high school years, I got involved in certain activities, which I knew I should have been doing, but I didn't want to be judged by my so-called peers. So I went ahead and did those activities anyway. But towards me becoming a man, I learned the things that I'm doing, it's not helping nobody, because at the end of the day, I've been shot at before. I've lost a friend. Because the area I stay in is a small area, to be honest, and the side I stay on is sad, because the side that I stay on is actually into it with the other side of the same area, and we all stay in the same area. That's the crazy part about it. So I lost a friend today. I lost a friend some years back because he was paralyzed. He became paralyzed from the waist down, and he was killed. He was killed. He was jumped actually in his wheelchair. I found out, and he was killed. And this is back my sophomore year in high school. So it's like that back then. That fueled me or whatnot. I had rage. I feel like I had to take my anger out on somebody. But like I said, growing up, becoming a man, you learn certain things, and you know right from wrong. But we don't always choose to do right. So I chose to do right. I had to put that down or whatnot. And personally, for myself, you know. I grew up in the church, but church wasn't really helping me, to be honest. And so that's why I seek to have knowledge itself, to become conscious of my reality and reality itself, and to learn that who I am as me being God, know who I am. My nature is that
is that I had the power to influence my people, not just my people, but all peoples. I had the power to influence all peoples, and that with my knowledge and what I know, I can easily teach to any brother, sister, man, a woman, or a child. And it's like with the information that I give is very beneficial in teaching to my people that who is the original man or who is the original woman, and learning where we come from is very essential, because when we know where we come from, we know what we are able to do, we're able to use our brains, use our minds to conjure up the thoughts of what to do and be creative with the knowledge provided to us. So the community, the St. Louis community is, St. Louis is supposedly the most dangerous city or whatnot, and personally I get tired of having to look over my shoulder every time I leave the house, because to be honest, I get tired of having to put on, I get tired of having to feel like I got to put on some kind of macho act because some punk feel like he want to confront me because I looked at him a certain way, and you got people out here getting killed over just meme mugging. It don't make no sense. So I feel like, but what we doing, it's been time to stop all of that. And like, and the whole image and the whole message from Walker Flocka, like Walker Flocka himself is blatantly ignorant. And that kind of music we don't need. Walker Flocka, Gucci Mane, like these men, like Gucci Mane himself is 40 years old talking about the same things, and it makes no sense. And so I feel like it's a lot of creativity out there. It's a lot of youth out there who have a message, but it's not getting out. And the only way they know how to get it out is either through spoken word or music, and it's not getting out there. But hopefully with this whole process, we give our people, the youth especially, a chance to have an outlet to get their message out there, because the time for all that gang violence has been over with. Back in the 80s, back in the 70s, it's been done with. And so that's why me and myself as a poor artist teacher, I am willing to get the message out there, whatever it takes, no matter what it takes, I'm willing to get the message out there that you are God, or you are Earth, or you are a queen. Like, this, the time for that has been done with. So I agree with the brother Roy and what the brother Fred was saying, and that's my take on it.
Yes, sir. And is Brother Latif still with us?
Khalif.
Khalif. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes,
Khalif.
You calling him? Yeah. Khalif, you there, my brother? Sacred, is Brother Khalif still on the phone?
He said his phone is dying. So, no, he's not on the line.
Okay, he's not on the line.
I think Dr. Tissa is on the phone. Let me see if she has a comment. Dr. Tissa, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me? I want to make sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am, assalamu alaikum. Listen, I wanted to just say something, and I don't know if anybody caught this. Brother James made a statement where he stated that they have a solution. They have tested something, and it's working. And as we can clearly hear, I mean, these young people are so articulate in the manner in which they're presenting these ideas. So my thought is this, and I really get tired, so please forgive my frustration. The idea sometimes that we have as a people, where we have the unfortunate way of listening to people and piping it and yelling out how great it is, but we don't ever dip our hands in our pockets. And, you know, I look at all these other communities. You will never find any, and I'm not pointing out any specific community, but I'll just mention the Jews, for example. There is not one Jewish organization out here right now that is doing this type of work with their young people that is not being financed directly by the people who are being influenced and being who are getting the benefits of it. We tend to be a community that does a great deal of talking. We don't work as much as we talk, and nor do we walk as much as we talk. And I would want to say that I hope that this is not falling on deaf ears. While we're listening to this, I think we should be getting information as to how we can assist financially, because this is not happening. If Sister Katina is cooking for people, if we have Brother James, you know, the work that's being done with Brother Jihad, these young people who are here, this is not something that is just being done because they're having a great time doing it. Yes, of course, there's a dedication, but there has to be a financial commitment that we have to make as a community as well to support these endeavors. So I would want to encourage us to take money out of our pockets and, you know, let's match some dollars tonight. outside of just listening to music and getting on bad, let's just match some dollars. Let's let them fat in their pockets so they can take it further. They need a community center. They need buildings. They need resources. They have a lot of equipment that needs to be replaced or purchased in, for their studio, for the work they're doing, for the food, for the programs that they have continually, the bridging of the gaps between different communities. This does not take talking. It takes money, you know. So let's get into the influence of dipping our hands in tonight. Push your hand deep in your pocket. Pull out something, and let's back the cause. Thank you. I just wanted to say that.
Thank you, Dr. Tissa. Thank you so much for that reminder that we all need it, because we do have to invest in ourselves, because if we don't invest in ourselves, then who will? And that would be the people who have their best interests at heart and not ours, and that has been the effects of the talents that have been displayed in Hollywood, so to speak, or on your mainstream media, that since we are not the investors, we don't even have creative control over our own talents. So in order for us to truly own even ourselves, we have to invest in ourselves. So you're absolutely right, sister, and I'm going to let Brother James tell us before we end tonight on how we can all contribute to the cause of hip hop dynasty. Okay, let me ask this question, because, you know, I just really, really don't know. A lot of the what they call underground artists or independent artists or something like that, they all kind of like seem to be on their own. Is there a central connection or anything that they can come together to get distribution, to get media play, to get their music out there, whether it's on CD Baby or YouTube or whatever, or is just the independent way the best way to go? And I'm gonna ask you, Brother Kareem. Unmute your phone,
yes, ma'am.
Kareem.
I'm here. I'm here. you know, I'm into multitasking. So, and I know you understand that. So, the thing is that at this particular point, since we know for a fact that the industry as it is today, or what we call what the industry is today, is just flat out not going to promote or produce this music that we need, this message that we are putting forth, then it is up to, yes, the individuals, but the thing is, again, it goes back to what the Ambulance Muhammad gave us about pooling our resources. So those of us, for example, we've got Dynasty here in St. Louis. We got Dynasty in also Dallas. What we have to do is when we have a vehicle of this nature, and then we also, for example, we've got the BYC. We got nation building. We have all got to come together. And as Dr. Tissa said, with the pooling of dollars also, and what we've got to do is give it, make a distribution system of our own so that this can be distributed, so that the music can be produced, the CDs can be produced, the MP3s can be produced, and then we get on here again, use all this social media, as we have in point number 31 of the problem book. It says using modern equipment. That's what we got to do. We got to use this modern equipment and this modern methodology to actually create our own distribution system for this. Everybody that's listening tonight, this is a suggestion. Because I can only suggest things to you. Next week, if you come back and tune in to Young, Gifted, and Black and get it at least, not one, at least five other people to listen, let them know exactly what we're doing with Young, Gifted, and Black. There are other shows, as Queen Aziza said, it's seven shows a week. But right now, we're dealing with Young, Gifted, and Black. Also, when you get the information tonight about Dynasty Hip Hop, make sure you plug in so that we can create this independent distribution system for the youth and for their art.
And one thing I wanted to add to that, which Brother Kareem said so eloquently, first of all, the hip hop game, as far as so called rappers are concerned, is not it doesn't pay well. Okay, beyond what people think it does. A rapper, if you had a ranking structure, the so called entertainer is the bottom. He's the private in the military, the music business. He's the very bottom. He's the bottom feeder, and he gets paid last, and his pay is contingent upon how many albums he sells. So basically, the average artist probably makes about 15 to 20 cents off each album they sell. Even a prominent, well-to-do, strong artist like Michael Jackson would get $1 off each album that he sells. That's balling in the music game. If you're getting $1 off each one of your CDs, you're balling. Because an artist like Michael Jackson sells 20 million CDs and made $20 million. Now, where most of the artists make their money is on the tours. So what we're teaching in Dynasty by working with the track stars, I will reiterate, who's produced also Rihanna, Jay-Z, Britney Spears, and the Too Fast, Too Furious, Chingy, the Usher's Confessions album. We're working with artists, and we're getting our artists to write songs. They're coming in on a production level. A production level is a level way above an artistry or entertainment level. And now they're getting into the business because when you produce music, you're paid up front. If I write a song for you, I get paid when I deliver the song. And usually when they write songs for artists of this caliber, it's somewhere between $350,000 to $1 million. So this is the reality that we're introducing our artists to. And we have right now from the track stars, they've given us over 40 beats to write songs for artists like Britney Spears and these artists that they have secured new deals with. So right now with those 40 beats, if 5 are accepted, that's good funding. But it's also good revenue for these young artists where they can finance their own labels instead of sitting here, someone puts an album out, they sit it on the shelf for 2 years, and then if they're lucky, they finally put it out. The label doesn't promote it like the way it should be promoted, especially if you're an underground artist. You're not being promoted the way you should be promoted. So guess what? You flop, and you may make, you're lucky if you make $20,000. So what we're doing is we're taking them up a notch by making them producers, songwriters, and bringing them up to a level in the ranks of the music business where they become more proficient at being business icons that later have money to facilitate the movement of conscious music.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, absolutely. And, you know, the minister has asked us, and I'm referring to the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan, to use social media to discuss, you know, the time and what must be done. And I have had the pleasure of listening to a lot of the Nation of Islam, and particularly their music. And I just want to know, you know, do you grasp anything that you can use lyrically in your music? And I want to hear from the artist. So I want to ask Sacred Eye, is there anything that Minister Farrakhan has said that has inspired your music?
I'll be honest, sister. Hello?
Yeah, we hear you jamming.
Okay. Oh, I'll be honest, sister. I've never heard Farrakhan speak. But I've heard Elijah Muhammad speak. And what I can say from Elijah Muhammad is that he taught us who the 5%, 5%, 10%, 85% was. So 5% is how I feel my music and what I use. And me being 5%, that title alone. That's a very powerful title because when you are 5%, you are people expect you to be of a higher caliber because you probably you have to represent Allah. The personification of God, you have to know who Allah is. And Allah is God, always has and always will be, and I am the true and living God, Allah. And through my music, through what I write, through my songs, through life, period, through my wisdom, I try to exhibit the actions of what God will do, what God does, and what God should be doing. So that's me personally.
Okay, yes, sir. All right, and Brother Roy? Brother, is Brother Roy T still on the line? Okay.
Hello, sister.
Yes.
I'm sorry about that. I have heard the minister speak once or twice, and he inspired me to want to reach out to our community and help provide a positive way for young people to make money. So that's what inspired me to continue to work and work under the leadership and guidance of the nation and with Brother James to start my own company and to do something positive instead of promoting negative music or negative things in the community, to come from a more positive aspect, because he said if we can't support ourselves, then who can support us, or how can we move as a nation or as a people or even as of one without being able to take care of ourselves or anything of that nature. So he inspired me to want to start my own company so that I could give back to the community and help those who need resources and things of that nature.
Yes, sir. Okay. And Brother Fred.
I'm sorry. What was the question?
I was wondering, was there anything that Minister Farrakhan has said in his messages that has inspired your music?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Absolutely. I try to base most of my music off of the teachings or actual fact or something that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has said. So, absolutely, I try to be a musical vehicle for his words. I try to teach his words through a musical vehicle or over a beat or over something that some of the youth say the instrumentals are dope or the tracks are fat. I don't think they use that no more. if they say that it's a nice beat or something like that, I would try to take it and turn it into something where I can teach and put either actual fact, something that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has said or taught on, or something enlightening, and because I know that as they call this music game, they say it's entertainment. Well, that's exactly what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to enter you and stay there, because the word entertainment means to enter and to keep every word that ends with tain, like contain, retain, maintain, sustain. All of those words mean to keep or hold something. Detain, all of those words mean to keep or hold. Entertain is the same thing. I'm trying to enter you and stay there, so I'm going to leave something positive or constructive in your brain that's going to make you think on the next time that you want to act. I'm going to drop a jewel in there or plant a seed in there that's going to grow a tree the next time you want to act.
Well said.
Okay.
At the risk of, well, that was well said, Brother Fred, at the risk of sounding like Jesse Jackson. That was well said.
that was beautiful. That we had in Dynasty from one of our mentors. I think his name was James W. Muhammad.
Yeah, all right, go ahead.
I can see that Brother James has been teaching you well. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All praise be to Allah.
Okay, if I can stop sneezing. We're about 17 minutes out, and so we're going to start with our freestyle.
Brother James?
Oh, I'm going first? See, this ain't singing. I'm ready for this one. I mean, y'all tried to get me to sing on the Motown review, but I don't sing. I rock the good rhymes. The whole scenery reminded me of good times. Remember Ice Cube said that. Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you waiting on me? All right, check this out. Here we go. A little something, something. When the angels cry, they can't hold their tears back. When the people die, I can't fold the years back. See, they need saving from the drama, body armor, my persona. I'm bulletproof, I'm the truth, yes. Like Quranic scriptures, I'm written proof, yes. I got the proof, yo, the fans know we ruthless. Like the classic Yankees, without the babe, batter up. We knocking snitches out the cage, ain't no strikes out, lights on. It ain't no lights out, fights on till the dawn. And then we might shout the mighty name of the one who came and made Elijah's name playing to the weak and the lame. See him speaking the game while I'm teaching the lame. 1,120 feet per second the same speed the light travels. Mine arrivals from the darkness. We rise from the gravel and give heart to the heartless and make them brave fighters like cage fighters. Put up your lighters. They can't fight us because they know that the God is beside us. They like some snitches with arthritis. They can't fight us. We kill them all as we walk through the land of the spiders. Escape and evade from the plans that they made. Man plans, but Allah, the best of planners who gave fight to the slave and brought life from the grave. Now we walk the path of death, the hypocrites that we slayed. Now the light has to shine and make way for the day. Your Savior has arrived, and they call me Lord J4.
Oh, my. We're going to have to get you a record deal.
Well, you know, we're working on things. We're working on things. it's always some things. I mean, you know, we are who we are. You know, we it's in the works.
Okay, you can pop your collar, soldier. You can pop your collar. That was hot. That was hot. Okay, now, I know Brother Kareem.
I've been talking so much tonight.
I've never heard him rap, but Brother Kareem can belt out a song, y'all. He can
man, Kareem go.
Not
King,
he can sing. So, Brother Kareem.
No, Kareem got a rhyme. What's the name? No, you're going to rhyme. Because it was no mercy on me when my phone cut off and they was talking about, nah, Brother James, he's getting the same. So today I want to rhyme. Rhyming is easier than singing. So, come on, let's get it done.
Woo-wee. Man, you wait a minute now. Hold on now. I don't know if I remember any rhymes.
Wow, okay,
that was the song that made me stop listening. I didn't pick it back up till Public Enemy Don't Believe the Hype.
Okay,
but I tell you what, this is what I will do. On that note, I promise you, the next time we come on, I'll have a rhyme ready to do.
You need to sing a song if you don't have a rhyme tonight. Everybody got a freestyle. Don't nobody escape.
Oh, I'm going. Oh, you mean something like this? You mean something like this? A little something like this?
Remember, it's Young, Gifted, and Black. Young.
Yeah, but they can.
I got you. Come on, we'll be ready. Come on.
I know. <that. laughs> Okay, now let me stop laughing here.
She faced the hardest time you could imagine, and many times her eyes have fallen back the tears. And when her youthful world was about to fall in, each time her slender shoulders bore the weight of all her fears and a sorrow no one hears, still rings in midnight silence in her ears. Let her cry, for she's a lady. Let her dream, for she
she's a free and gentle flower growing wild. That's about all I got right now.
That's that new birth wildflower right there, bro. No, that's the OJs. That's the OJs.
That's the OJs. That's right.
You did the OJs version. See, I recognize you. See, I know new birth did one, but I knew that. That's the OJs version right there he doing.
Sure, yes,
sir. All right, Brother Kareem. Hey, I got goosebumps, Brother. You better watch it, all right? Okay, so come on.
Okay, that's a whole nother show there.
It is.
Okay, come on, brother.
You got to get a Quiet Storm Network going on.
St. Louis.
Come on, St. Louis.
St. Louis is still in the house tonight, so anybody of y'all better represent, because it look like they might jump on y'all if y'all mess up. So, Brother Fred, you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let's hear
it. Yeah.
We was given the supreme wisdom. Now my mind is a weapon, better than Smith & Wesson. I'm here to teach you guys a lesson. Ask me what I'm repping, FOI is what I'm stressing. And you know we come the freshest whenever we come out stepping. We hit that right pace, left face, right face. Original salute to Farrakhan, he keep our sight straight. He keep us on the right pace. If you fuck with us, despite grace, I'ma give death the ring and ask him, tell me how your life tastes. We'll let you cause a nuisance on and near my post. Your end is very close. I mess around and turn you to a ghost. Like a scary show, cause you to die slow. You think I was trained by every Pope. Leave your body cold. Then see your sister, then go get her dough. Speaking of dough, I gotta go get the paper. Hustling in the streets, making paper off these papers. Man, you can't be weak, cause Muhammad don't make them. The nation saved my life, so shout out to the Savior.
Ow, yow.
Put it down.
I like that.
I mean, it's abrupt, but he's speaking to those. See, it's a crossover. It's some abrupt tendencies in there, but at the same time, you got to meet a man where he is. If a man is in the mud, you don't stand over the mud in a pretty white suit to pull him out. You jump in there, and you jump in there, you get on him and push him out. You know what I'm saying? So he's speaking to the youth where he meets him at. So sometimes, you know, it may have a little abrupt tendency in there, but it's very effective in getting people in this direction, and that's what we're looking to do.
All praise is due to Allah. That was mighty fine, Brother Fred, mighty fine. Okay, where's Brother Roy?
All right, I'm ready. I ain't going to be as fast as the rest of my brothers, but this is what I got. I used to walk everywhere, and I'm floating down the highway. Now I'm thinking, how did I get hurt anyway? Yeah, the kid that everybody counted out found a way to get paid and get all of his thoughts out. Facebook got me connected, in and out of snake, and I ain't sharing with you fake. You can get your own play, who you turn to, when your own family wants your support, but still got a lot to say after all the effort you put forth. Name being called, you know, the great Allah. I thank the man above for all the problems being solved. I still got food for my son in the same mind frame. You know, I ain't trying to get fame in this rap game. I'm trying to feed the kids, get them out that violence. Yeah, you know, we won't happen if standing by in silence. This is all that I can say. That's all that I got. I'm done. That's all I got.
Straight freestyle.
That's all he got.
I can work with that.
Okay, where my brother Sacred
I
at?
I'm right here.
Well,
thank you
for
you
right
there?
Yeah, I'm right there.
You're
right there. Right. I need you right here. I need you right here, right now. Bless me once. What's up?
Okay, I got you, sister. I got you. Okay, peace to the 5% is everyone's a toxic sin. Top contender, knowledge itself set me free. Not set me up like when I was a Christian. So I say eliminate the static, bro, and journey back to Africa. Destroy the ignorance to help us lift the name of Malcolm up. Yeah, he had to pardon me on this one. Help us lift the name of Malcolm up. All I ever had was a dollar in my dreams. They could help my people shine. The melanin will make us beam. My pineal is illuminated. Don't get blinded by the gleam. My intelligence attracts others and makes them want to join the team. And now the devil alive can ever stop the dream.
and I love my people. That's why I say these things. See, I didn't graduate from college. Sometimes I feel like I don't need it. Plus, I know how the system works. I know they're trying to impede this, but peep this. They gave black folks the European image of Jesus. So now you got y'all sitting there waiting on the white folk like Killian Regis. That's all I got.
Go ahead.
No,
Sacred Eye. Sacred Eye putting it down.
All of you gentlemen represented St. Louis most very, very well tonight. I was very inspired and very enlightened by all of the music, and I'm even more enlightened by the support because I'm like, St. Louis came out like in droves. I mean, is this a game? What is this?
Yes, I mean, yes, yes.
We're all in the same game.
Yeah, I'm scared of St. Louis, man. Is there a particular color I need to wear when I come
here? Hey, matter of fact, you want to come here. You want to just whip your Star and Crescent red and white shirt when you come. You'll be safe. You'll be all right.
Okay. And I know not to
throw
up no signs.
All you got to do is wear your national. Just
that's right.
If you do have problems, you can just say hello. What for?
And matter of fact, is Dr. Tissa still on? Because Dr. Tissa and Katina, they rhyme and sing too. Are they still here? Because Katina rap. Katina rap.
Right,
and Katina, you there?
It's me. I'm here.
Okay, now so Tissa sings and rap. So which one are we gonna get from her? Now you gotta get a rhyme for her. Then you are gonna sing the hook. All right, T.
I am not rhyming.
You're not rhyming.
I'm gonna have to pull what Brother Kareem pulled.
You got Isaiah. So we gonna get another OJ song, you know, in the middle of the hip hop festival right here.
I'll do something. I'm gonna
right,
try to
ready.
Come with a little something.
All right, we ready, okay. Young Queen.
Okay. I'm in the middle of Walmart, but let me do what I can.
That's right.
It's I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a lantern glows.
Yes.
I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe. And I'm going to stop right there because I'm calling attention to myself.
Exactly. The people in the Walmart are like, well, is that the radio? What is that?
That was absolutely beautiful, sister.
I'm going to tell you this. She's holding back on that voice.
I am in Walmart. I am not
going to
go all the way.
Beautiful.
No, they'll
kick me out of here. Now, who was that? Was that Sister Tissa or Sister Katina?
That was Dr. Tissa.
Yes.
Is Sister Katina on the line?
I'm in Walmart.
She's in Walmart. That's why she's not letting it go the way she should go, because she's there buying some soap and things right now. So it's just like, it is what it is.
Okay, so Sister Katina is hiding out. But let me.
Yeah, Sister Katina is hiding. And that's one thing about every Dynasty associate. Every Dynasty associate director knows how to rap. You know, Kareem is just hiding the fact that he can rap. Kareem is I seen Kareem on the parking lot. Hey, this is Kareem. This is Kareem the communicator. You don't think he can rhyme? I mean, come on, man. And then now the last person we got to hear from, who is a newly founded associate director, is that great Gidget MC right here. Now that you're an associate director of Dynasty Hip Hop and we are a partnership and we're working together to elevate the minds of the people, I mean, we got to hear them lethal hardcore rhymes from yourself, my sister.
Hardcore rhymes from me? Well, see, I can do that, but it's like X-rated because that's all I know. No, I'm just joking. I'm not going to do it because, see, you just today. I didn't get a chance, but I'll give you
defend yourself, CT. You gotta bring it. You gotta bring it.
I gotta come out of retirement, Brother James.
What's that? You gotta come out of retirement because you know if you don't do this, Sister, if you don't do this, Katina, Sister Talisa gonna come after you.
we already let her know the real challenge. I ain't gonna say it over live broadcast radio. So.
All right, come on, let's get it
come
in.
Come on, Stitch.
Okay, all right. I ain't going to be making up nothing on the spot. I'm going to have to go back into my archives. Is that all right?
That's fine.
That's
come
all
on
good.
With
that's all good.
Go
that's
get
all
it,
good.
Queen.
All right. Okay. All right, here we go. Cold knocking rappers out with my kiss of death rhymes burying their lyrics. For the last time, coming out hard, because I got to. And every jam that I was in, you know I rocked you. I got you hyped up, and everyone was loving it. Instead of the regular payments, they doubled it. I got paid more, because I rocked harder. I'm like a judge in the court, I call the order. Like a policeman when I shoot my gun, the rhymes start flowing and all the suckers run. But a lot of them don't make it, they wind up dead, and if they running, I'm two steps ahead. Poetry, literature, songs, I'm just a writer. But one thing I hate, yo, is a biter. Cause biting, it ain't really reciting. Cause you just taking my rhymes and rewriting them all over again. But you recite the same rhymes I recite, and I'll still win. No, don't mean to brag, but that's the way that I do it. And if you think you win this battle, then don't. Because you lose it when I rhyme and you bite it. Then I know you like it. You get so excited. This is my rule, so abide by it. Wanna be a rapper? You're so hideous. But just beware. Because I'm dangerous.
She's dangerous. So you know what that is? That's a mixture of MC Ren from back in the day and your homeboy Coogi Rap and Isis from X Clan. That's a mixture of all of them right there, right there.
She put it down. I'm sorry. All hell the queens tonight. You brothers, y'all did good, but I'm bowing down when the queens come to town.
Right. You showing your
age.
All right,
that's right.
All right, that's the end of our show. We out of time. Brother James and Brother Kareem, thank you so much.
Wanted to give information where someone can send monetary donations. Brother Kareem, could you give them that PayPal information where they can send that to?
Yes. The PayPal information is this. If you want to send any type of donation, you can send it to us at PayPal at AMINWHOLSTICHELTH. That's Amin Holistic Health at PayPal. And you can send a monetary donation. It will be you. What you need to do is leave a note there saying that this is specifically for Dynasty Hip Hop, and it will go directly to Dynasty Hip Hop to help continue to raise the dead. And I'm going to put
sir.
It just
can you get
like that.
Information one more time, my brother.
Yes, sir. That's AMINWHOLSTICHELTH at PayPal.com.
Okay, we got it. All right, so please help support Dynasty Hip Hop. I want to thank you, Brother James and Brother Kareem, for all that you're doing in Dynasty Hip Hop. I want to thank you, Brother Fred and Brother Roy and Brother Sacred Eye and Brother Khalif. I hope I pronounced his name right. Thank you, Dr. Kissa and Sister Katina, for coming in and joining us as well and blowing up the stage. And the queens just took the throne tonight. So, hey, all praises due to
Here we go.
But I love you, Brother James. I love all my brothers. You know that. So.
Yeah. We understand.
And we got enough time for you to run down the lineup for this week.
Oh, Oh, yes, sir. Real quickly, tomorrow, join us. Brother Vernon is doing security with the Honorable Mr. Lewis Farrakhan, so he will not be on tomorrow. So your sister Queen will take on that task, and I'm doing a show tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. right here on Nation Villa Network called After All the Jobs Are Gone. So we're going to talk further about economic blueprint. On Monday, join us back again with Brother Kareem out of St. Louis, Muhammad, for 8 o'clock p.m. right here with Conscious Black Nation. Brother Kareem, you're going to have to tell them what the show is about because I don't know because you didn't tell me.
Yes, ma'am. Very briefly, the show is going to be about alternative networking. And that's all I'm going to give you. But believe me, you want to tune in because it's hot.
All right, and on Tuesday, we're doing a rebroadcast at 8 p.m. because it's the National Believers Meeting. We will rebroadcast one of the shows from Out on the Front Line with the FOI hosted by Brother Jahad out of Atlanta. Please lift our brother up in prayer. He's recovering from surgery, but he will be back not this coming Tuesday, but the following Tuesday. And on Wednesday, join us for DJ Black Caesar and Friends, our hip-hop comedy show at 7 p.m. Central Time. On Thursday, I will be back with the continuation of The Naked Woman that was so rudely interrupted by Blog Talk difficulties last week. But we're going to pick it up where we left off about The Naked Woman, who is responsible for clothing her. And then Friday, 8 p.m., we're going to have study group, The Time of What Must Be Done, Part 16, with Student Minister James Muhammad out of Tampa, Florida. We're going to go and delve into the details of what the minister is telling us on The Time of What Must Be Done. And, of course, next Saturday, we'll be right back here with Young, Gifted, and Black. I don't know what's up, but I want to remind all of you that if you are interested in auditions for the movie, email me at YDBLive@yahoo.com. Y as in yo-yo, G as in girl, B as in boy, live at yahoo.com. If you have an MP3 that you want to be considered for the movie, please email it to me at YGBLive@yahoo.com. If you have a video, email it to me at YGBLive.com. Thank you all for coming. Thank you all for listening, those of you in the chat room, and certainly all of you on the line, because I think St. Louis blocked my line up because I can't see nothing but 314.
Hey, Sister Gidget, this is a formal invitation to invite you to the city of St. Louis, sister, so that you may see the program, and then we're going to catch a G4 Gulfstream plane and go down to Dallas and see what's going on down there. I'm joking about the plane, but come on down and see what we're doing.
Absolutely. Thank you all. One nation, one love. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum.
Wa alaikum.